scare him hopped nimbly to one side, all agog.
Oh, splendid show, chaps. Hot honeyed oatmeal. Let me give you a lift with that, my good mole types. Nothing like a spot of the old honeyed oatmeal to keep me handsome, what?
Triss looked at the huge cauldron of steaming food. So did Skipper, Shog, Kruver and Sagax. They exchanged grins. Scarum had a ladle full. He blew on it and tasted a little.
Don't know what you chaps laughing at. This stuff's jolly hot and pretty heavy, I can tell you.
Triss and Sagax were now conferring with Formal Erm and his crew. Leaning over the battlements and pointing out toward the vermin and the fire on the flatlands. There was lots of whispering and nodding. Erm and his moles seemed to find the entire conversation hilarious. Still trying to cope with his ladle of hot oatmeal, Scarum flapped his ears to cool it and muttered indignantly,
"Nothing funny about a chap trying to have breakfast, what?"
Triss wiped the smile from her face.
"Of course not, Scarum. Listen, why don't you take your oatmeal around to the east wall? Organise the sentries there. You said that the vermin may be trying to draw attention away from our rear. If there is anything going on over there, there's no beast we'd like better than you to take command."
Any idea of being a commander appealed to the hare. Throwing Triss an elaborate salute, he swaggered off around the ramparts, leaving the steaming cauldron behind and bawling orders to the shrews on the east wall.
"Attention there, you sloppy lot! Chins in, chests out, shoulders back, steady in the ranks! First one who moves is on a fizzer! Officer coming over, prepare to salute!"
Plug Firetail stood with his back to the fire, enjoying its warmth in the misty dawn. The crew of the sea scab went about their tasks as they listened to him, outlining his scheme. He was in high good humour.
"Who needs Princess Pinky Eyes and her lackeys, eh? We'll show 'em how freebooters gets the job done. While they're skulking round in the woodlands, I'll have us inside yon abbey in time for afternoon tea and some little cakes."
The crew roared with laughter. Their captain had never failed them when it came to plunder and the taking of booty. Prince Blad was with them. He giggled excitedly.
"Ha ha, you be the sly old fox, captain. What is their plan?"
Plug threw a paw about the pure ferret, leaning on him like a crutch.
"Listen now, mate, and I'll tell you. Those creatures on the wall will be watching this here fire. That's what I want them to do, see? But they won't see old Slitfang and Grubbage and some others. They'll range out in two big half circles and sneak up through the grass to the abbey gates. With them, they'll be carrying dry brush, some vegetable oil and ship's tar, and a smouldering cob of tow rope.